Order, order.
Are there any select committee reports?
Delivering his financial stability report to the Finance and Expenditure Committee, Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard said the country's banking sector was now in better shape.
Yes, we think it's tidier. It's a banking system that's got good quality balance sheets now, but is still lending into fragile businesses and households. It's a non-bank sector where the building society and credit union side of things has ridden through very well through the crisis. The property development part of the finance companies has been decimated. We know that. That's happened. We've got to now see a rebuild. What's there is much smaller than what was there before. There's not a lot of demand there at the minute, but there will be in the future. And we already can see the start of parties who are interested in coming in and rebuilding that sector, but it's up to our regulatory umbrella over that happens in a more robust way than we've had in the past.
Dr. Bollard also voiced surprise at the way in which many businesses had weathered the economic recession.
From the point of view of those businesses, yes, we hear of some in quite difficult positions, but we continue to be surprised by how resilient some of them have been and how some of them have managed to hedge through that much better than in the past. Through this period, we've seen a business failure rate that's far reduced on the last nasty one in 1991-92. We think by some measures it's been about a quarter of the number of failures.
And Dr. Bollard addressed the effects of the Canterbury earthquake on the Christchurch housing market.
I think we're going to see two things. One is a big increase in construction activity, so residential investment numbers will go up significantly. But as for house prices, well, you know, that's yet to be seen where that goes and how much confidence there is in that market, and we'll wait and observe for that.
Reserve Bank Governor Alan Bollard. Earlier in the week, the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee was hearing submissions on two transport-related bills, one of which recommends raising the driving age from 15 to 16. That idea was opposed by Federated Farmers President Donald Aubrey.
I want to make it very clear at the outset that Federated Farmers recommends that the age at which a learner licence may be obtained remains at 15.
Mr. Aubrey explained his position.
Mobility for young rural people is particularly important. These young people gain experience growing up and working in places such as farms and local businesses and play a valuable role in regional economies. It is the age at which a restricted licence can be obtained that is the most crucial for the mobility of young people. It's that age that they can travel independently, that they can go to not only to their workplace, but also it will impact on their ability to engage socially, particularly in rural areas, be it to attend sports events, etc.
But Mr. Aubrey supported the provision of extending the learner driver's period.
We also recommend that the learner licence period is extended from 6 months to 12 months, simply because we believe that supervision and experience is the key here, rather than something as blunt as age. So I say again, supervision and experience is the key.
But opposed to Mr. Aubrey's recommendation of leaving the driving age as is was Wellington City Councillor Andy Foster.
The official's advice says that if you go to 16, you'll save something like 12 lives a year. That's 12 people will still be walking around next year, and then there'll be another 12 the year after, another 12 the year after. That's well worth doing. And if you went to 17, it'll be 18 lives. So, and we think there's strong popular support too, and just about every poll that you ever see, the strong popular support for increasing the age as well. So we think that the bill that you've got in front of you, both for raising the age and also for the increase in the from 6 to 12 months, is a useful step. It's not the end of the road, but it's a very useful step in the right direction.
But taking the opportunity to voice concern over the licensing age issue was Unite Youth Union Movement convener James Sleep.
Our concern is that a change to the driving age will see young people marginalised from work and education, but also community activities such as sports. We're concerned that increasing the driving age will mean young people, and this is particularly in rural communities, will affect them more than it will people in urban areas as well. There's also a case for the effect that this will have on people, particularly young workers in urban areas.
Unite Youth Union Movement convener James Sleep making a submission on the Land Transport Driver Licensing Amendment Bill to the Transport and Industrial Relations Committee on Tuesday. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.